以赛亚书六十三篇。
Isaiah chapter 63。
苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子常常保抱他们，怀地他们。这里在提到神对以色列百姓的爱。
Here it describes the love that God has towards the Israel people.
啊，好像父母亲对子女的爱。
Just like the love of the parents towards their children. 啊，
每一个孩子的受苦都是父母亲的苦。
Every suffering that the child is going through is going through in the parents as well.
虽然孩子跟父母亲是两个个别分开的个体。
Even the child and the parents are two separate body, two separate being.
但是因为爱，所以就连成了好像一个身体。
But because of love, they are joined together just as one body.
神跟我们关系也是一样。
The relationship between God and us is the same.
当我们在受苦的时候，神并不觉得高兴。
When we are in affliction, there's no joy in God.
因为他原来是要赐平安，不是要降灾祸。
Because his intent is to give us peace, not disaster.
但是受苦常常是神改变人最后一个方法。
But suffering is many times the last method that God can change a human being.
是，但是当人在受苦中，像这个第九节说，他也同受苦难。
Just like in verse 9, in all their affliction, he was afflicted.
所以他差遣很多的使者来救赎那些受苦的人。
And he sent the angel to save those who are suffering.
虽然以色列百姓受苦，但是神的慈爱、怜悯、救赎，常常环绕他们。
Even though the Israelites were suffering, but the love, the salvation of God is always surrounding them.
所以受苦中有神的爱，这是受苦的一个力量跟安慰。
Even during affliction, there is the love of God, and this is the comfort and strength that we should have.
我们所最怕的不是受苦，是最怕是在受苦当中没有感觉到神的爱，没有感觉到神的同在。
What we should fear most is not the suffering, the actual suffering itself, but rather during suffering we do not feel the love and the abidance of God.
所以这里说受苦中神以慈爱怜悯来怀抱他们。
Here it mentioned that God embraced them with love and mercy.
就好像父母亲常常管教孩子，那孩子在流眼泪，父母亲也流眼泪。
Just like parents, when they are disciplining their children, even though the children may be crying, but the parents is also in tears.
小孩子流眼泪，因为是被父母亲管教的，很痛苦。
The child is crying because they have been disciplined and they feel the pain.
那父母亲流眼泪，因为觉得看到自己爱的小孩子受苦，也很舍不得。
The parents are in tears because when they see that their loved children is suffering, they also feel the pain.
但是对小孩子来讲，有时候他很难了解父母的心。
But for children, it's very, sometimes they do not understand the heart of their parents.
一直到他本身做了父母亲，他才可以了解小时候他父母对他的心。
Not until they themselves become parents that they can understand the heart of their parents.
当我们在灵性做小孩的时候，我们没有办法了解神的心。
When we are still a child spiritually, we also cannot understand the heart of God.
一直我们长大了，才可以明白神的心意。
Not until we mature and grown up that we can understand the will of God.
第十节
，verse ten，
他们竟然悖逆，使主的圣灵担忧，他就转作他们的仇敌，亲自攻击他们。因为以色列百姓虽然受苦后得神恩典，在蒙神祝福，但是很快的他们又悖逆了神。
Even though they received the grace of God after their suffering, but soon after that they rebel against God.
所以可见我们人的软弱，就是我们很容易离开神。
The weakness of man is that it's very easy for us to leave God, to
depart from God. 我们跟神这个约，啊，神永远没有改变。
The covenant between us and God, from the perspective of God, He has never changed.
但是人常常在改变。
But we human change frequently.
神永远是可靠的。
God is forever trustworthy.
但是人是不可靠。
But we cannot trust man.
所以问题不在神，问题是在人。
The issue is not with God, but rather with man.
如果我们读四世纪，
if we study Judges,
我们可以看到我们的生活有一个啊什么，有一个 cycle， 有一个固定循环啊，一个循环。
We can see there's a cycle in our life.
好，就是我们顺利的时候，我们就开始，我们的心就开始远离神。
When we are in good times, our heart started to drift away from God.
生活一好了，我们想的就不是神。
And when we are enjoying our life, what we are thinking is no longer God.
那他们就去拜偶像。
Then we start worshiping idols.
然后神就叫天啊先知去提醒他们。
Then God will send His prophets to alert them.
那他们就不听。
They would not listen.
那最后神就用外族攻打他们。
God has to use the foreign nations to attack them.
他们就受苦。
They are suffering.
受苦就呼求神。
Then they will cry out to God.
那神就拯救他们。
And God saved them.
所以又他们又开始啊兴盛起来。
Then they revive again.
然后第二个循环又开始。
Then the second cycle started.
所以几百年这个世事的时代就是这样一直在循环。
And several hundred of years, and the time of judges is just going through cycles and cycle of this.
所以有时候我看到有的信徒离开神很远，哎，被神管教回来啊，大得恩典，非常热心，哦，这才是非常喜乐的一件事情。
And many times we see members that have been drifted away from God.They were suffering, and then they returned to God, and they received great blessings and great mercy from God.
但是过了不多久，又消失了。
But not long after, they disappear again.
实在，人是很软弱的。
And man is very weak.
我们对神的爱很容易忘记了。
It's very easy for us to forget about the love of God.
神对我们的爱，他并没有爱忘记。
But the love of God toward us.He never forget.
那人在受苦的时候就想到神。
When we are suffering, we think about God.
十一节。
Verse 11.
那时他们想起古时的日子，摩西和他百姓说，他将牧养他全群的人从埃及领上来的在哪里呢？
Verse 11. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people saying, Where is he who brought them up out of the sea?With the shepherd of his flock.
所以从十一节一直到十四节，一直问说在哪里呢？神在哪里呢？大有能力的神在哪里呢？
From verse 11 all the way through verse 14, they kept asking, "Where is God? Where is the Almighty God?"
好像神改变了。
It seems like God has changed.
其实不是的，是因为他们离开了神。
In reality, it's not so, but rather they have drifted away from God.
那从十五节开始，
from verse 15 onward,
就是一个祷告。
It's a prayer.
人在受苦当中对神的一个祷告。
The prayer when men are in affliction.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
求你从天上垂顾，从你圣洁荣耀的居所观看，你的热心和你的大能的作为在哪里呢？你爱慕的心肠和怜悯向我们止住了。神住在圣洁荣耀的居所。
God is staying in a holy and glorious place.
所以在这里，祷告说，你爱慕怜悯的心肠，好像向我们止住了。
And here they pray that your zeal and your strength seems to be stopped.
那十六节。
Verse 16.
亚伯兰虽然不认识我们，以色列也不承认我们，你却是我们的父，主啊，你是我们的父。
They say, "Oh Lord, you are our Father."
所以这样看起来，人能够向神祷告，一个最后的原因，就是神的怜悯。
The reason that man can pray to God is because of the mercy of God.
如果我们从以赛亚书里面看到神在描写他自己
If we look at the book of Isaiah, where God described himself,
他是自大自高的神。
He is the greatest.
我们在他面前好像没有一样。
We are nothing in front of God.
所以人凭什么可以向神求？
By what we can ask God?
好像你走在路上，你凭什么可以向路人求为你做什么？
Just like when you're walking on the street,by what you can ask the strangers you see to ask them to do something for you.
他是他，你是你。
The strangers is them and you are yourself.
所以我们没有办法对路人求什么。
You cannot ask the passerby to do things.
但是我们可以向神求。
But we can ask God.
原因就是他是我们的父。
Because he is our father.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他怜悯我们。
He has mercy on us.
所以我们可以向他求。
That's why we can ask him.
也因为他的信实。
And because of his faithfulness.
我们受洗就是跟他立血的约。
After we have been baptized, we have a blood covenant with God.
凭着这个约，我们可以求他怜悯我们。
And by this covenant, we can ask him to have mercy on us.
所以我们可以向神求，是因为神的信实，也因为他的怜悯。
We can ask men.
可以向神求。
We can ask God, pray to God because of His faithfulness and His mercy.
神的慈爱达到诸天呐、啊，神的信实啊，神的慈爱达到穹苍，神的信实高过诸天。
The faithfulness of God is higher than the skies.
所以啊，这是我们信仰生活一个最后的依靠。
This is the last hope that we have in our religious life.
所以在这里讲，万古以来，你是我们的救赎主。
And since the ancient time, you are our redeemer.
以色列不承认我们啊，新的一代不认识我们，亚伯拉罕也不认识我们，但是你永远认识我们，你是我们的父。
Israel does not acknowledge us. Abraham does not acknowledge us. But you are our everlasting father.
所以我们常常可以在神面前祷告，最后一个依据就是你是我的父。
We can always come to God and pray to God, and is because God is our Father.
第八节，六十四章以赛亚书。
Chapter 64, verse 8 of the book of Isaiah.
说主啊，你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手所做的工。这里说你是我们是泥，你是窑匠。
We are clay, and you are the potter.
我们是你手所做的工。
We are the work of your hand.
那既然人是神造的。
Since we are created by God,
没有一个人的问题神不能解决。
God can resolve every one of our issues.
所以在这里求神啊，不要再发怒。
And here they ask God, do not be angry no more.
所以在以赛亚书的快结束了，我们可以看到先知向神所求的完全就是照着神的怜悯。
And towards the end of the book of Isaiah, we can see that how the prophet prayed to God is to ask for his mercy.
那我们可以向神求。
We can also pray to God.
但是除了求之外，我们应该有什么改变，使我们的祷告可以发生功效？
But other than praying to God, what else do we need to change so that our prayer can be effective?
因为有时候我们常常祷告很认真，也很久。甚至禁止祷告，但好像什么都没有发生。
Sometimes we may have prayed for a long time, even fasting prayer, but we do not see any effect.
也有可能时候还没有到。
Maybe the time has not yet come.
但是也有可能其他的原因。
But there may be also other reasons.
先看以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们说：“我们进食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢
？”Verse 3. Why have we fasted? They say, and you have not seen. Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice?
为什么进食
？Why are we fasting?
如果因为这个安排表上也进食，所以我们就进食。
If you fast because the schedule said fast is the Fasting prayer.
那很可能进食会变成一个，这是一种外在在遵循我们课表一个形式。
And the fasting become an outward action that just merely following the class schedule.
但是真的禁食是很有功效的。
But a true fasting prayer is very effective.
主耶稣讲，这一类的鬼如果没有禁食，他就不出去。
And once our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, this type of demons, if you do not have fasting prayer, you cannot cast them away.
因为赶鬼是神的权柄的一个显现。
Because casting out demons is a way to show the power of God.
那神的权柄要通过信徒的禁食祷告显现出来。
And the power and authority of God has to shown through the fasting prayer of the members.
那这里讲禁食啊，就是要刻苦己心。
And here, fasting means you have to afflict your soul.
所以禁食是从心里面出来的。
And fasting is from your heart.
感觉到自己有这个需要。
You feel that there is a need.
但是从心里面啊，要表示自己很诚恳的心。
And from your heart, to in a way to show your sincere heart.
把神给我们的这个饮食饱足的这种享受也暂时把它停止。
We temporarily stop the enjoyment of food and drinks.
那禁食祷告应该是很有功效的。
And fasting prayer should be very effective.
那这里他就问，为什么我们禁食你也不理会呢？
And here they ask, why have we fasted and that you have not seen?
那下面就开始讲原因。
And later on, God explained the reasons.
你们禁食的日子仍然求利益，逼迫为你们做苦工的。第四节。
Verse 4.
你们禁食却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。所以这一直念下去啊，就是讲他们虽然有禁食，但是生活没有改变。
Here, what it describes is that even though they have fasting prayer, but they have not changed the way of life, the way of living.
所以祷告没有功效。
That's why their prayer was not effective.
所以禁食要发生功效，要立一个志向，生活要改变。
For fasting prayer to be effective, you have to make determinations to change your life.
不合道理的事情要改变。
Things that are not according to the teaching, you have to change.
如果我们跟谁有这种关系有问题。
If you have some relationship or have some issue,
要从心里面赦免别人。
You have to forgive others from your heart.
所以把这些所有的关系都改变了，我禁食就会发生功效。
If you change all this relationship, then the fasting prayer will be effective.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
五十八章第九节。
Chapter 58, verse 9.
那时你求告主必应允。你呼求他说，他必说我在这里。
Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am.
这个第三节在说，你为什么不看见不听呢？
In verse 3 it says, why have you not seen, why have you not heard?
但是到第九节说，你求告就必应允，你呼求他必说我在这里。
And in verse 9 they said,Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am."
那这个祷告就很有功效，
and this
很有力量，很有体验。
It's very effective and very, you can experience God.
因为神要应允你。
Because God will answer your prayer.
神要说我在这里。
God will say, "Here I am."
这祷告很有体验。
Then you will experience God in the prayer.
那这个为什么会这样改变呢？
Why is the change?
从第六节一直念下去，就是表示。后来他们祷告有改变，生活有改变。
Start reading from verse 6 on, then that shows that they have changed in their life.
就是对周围的人有爱心。
They have love towards the people around them.
对自己的行为有公义。
They have righteousness in their deeds.
在神的面前愿意谦卑顺服。
Before God, they are submissive and they are humble.
那有这种很实际的改变。禁食祷告就很有功效。
If you have really changed, truly changed your life, then your fasting prayer will become effective.
那这个叫做真正的回转。
And this is a true turning around.
所以我们在这里呀，如果照这个课表排，应该有七次的禁食祷告。
And according to the class schedule, we should have 7 sessions of fasting prayer.
那我们如果从真的心里的深处审查我们的生活，下定决心改变，我们的禁食会很有力量。
If we truly examine our life and truly change our life, then our prayer will become effective.
所以在禁食祷告，我们需要 常常来思想这件事情。
This is something that we have to think about during our fasting prayer.
我们再来看以赛亚书的三十七章。
Please also turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章。
37.
三十一节。
31. Verse 31. Chapter 37, verse 31.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这是一句非常有意义的话。
This is a very meaningful statement.
有哪一个人不愿意自己庭院里面的果子多结一点果子呢？
Who among us do not wish that the fruit trees in our backyard bear more fruits?
但是它的关键在哪里？
But where's the key?
它要扎根下去。
They have to take root downward.
吸收水分跟养分。
To absorb the nutrition and the water.
它上面的果子才会好，才会多。
Then the fruit will become many and also tasty.
那这个果子是什么？
What is this fruit?
果子可以指着两种。
It has two meanings.
第一，就是我们生活上的表现。
Which one is our expression of our life?
好像加拉太书里面讲圣灵的果子。
Just like in the book of Galatians, talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
这是看得见摸得到的。
Those are actions or...That you can see.
果子就是要给人享受的。
Fruit is for others to enjoy.
所以圣灵充满，我们生活有改变，我们自己可以享受，我们家里的人也可以享受。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we ourselves can enjoy, and our family members can also enjoy that fruit.
那要改变就要向下扎根。
And to change, you have to take root downward.
最深的地方在哪里？人的心。
Where's the deepest place? Is the heart of man.
那要扎到哪里？
Where should you take root?
我们的心要紧紧跟神连在一起。
Our heart has to have a tight connection with God.
通过他的灵。
And through his spirit.
我们的灵被神的灵感动充满。
Our spirit is touched by the spirit of God and filled with the spirit of God.
这是扎根。
And this is how you should take root.
通过神的话。
Through the words of God.
他的话充满在我们里面。
And let the words of God fill within us.
他的话有生命改变我们。
This life in the words of God and can change us.
这叫扎根。
This is what we call take root.
那这样我们生活会改变。
Then our life will change.
第二个果子代表我们工作的果效。
Second, fruit represents the work.
我们常常会想要计划怎么推动教会的圣工。
Sometimes we plan to prosper the church.
这原来是好的。
And this is good.
但是我们也常常会发现，有时候有一些教会计划很多，好像工作得很忙，但是没有果效。
And sometimes we see that some churches, they make a lot of plans. It seems to be very busy, but they do not have any effect or any fruit, any results.
好像宣道的工作。
Just like the work of evangelism.
那我们就开始从这个技术上啊、计划上去检讨，这都是需要的。
We need to examine our plan. This is necessary.
但是到最后的关键在哪里？
But where is the key at the final point?
是不是有向下扎根？
Is whether it takes root downward.
是不是大家有花功夫真的下去祷告？
Is whether everyone take time to pray.
这个扎根很重要。
This is key to taking root.
所以使徒教会是一个多结果子的教会。
The apostolic church is the a church that bear many fruits.
但是我们看使徒教会是个向下扎根的教会。
And the apostolic church is a church that takes root downward.
每一个工人他生命的最深处跟神已经连在一起。
And every one of their worker in the depths of their hearts they have connected with God.
所以在工作上充满着果效。
So in their work, you can see results.
这是我们要学习的。
This is what we should learn.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.